I want to meet your parents. I just can't. I have a job.
I just know they'll like you, that's all. You're great. And you're sexy. I just want them to see that.
You want them to see that I'm sexy? Franco plays a pot dealer, and I play his client, and we have kind of an awkward relationship with one another.
He likes my product more than he likes me.
Exactly, and he likes me more than he likes selling me his product. And then, you know, I witness a murder, and we go on the run together, and we kind of have to work out our weird relationship as we're trying not to get killed by drug lords. I play a process server, which is a guy who serves out like legal subpoenas and documents, and he basically just does that because it's an easy job, and he can just sit in his car and get stoned all day, basically. And he's dating a high school girl just because she doesn't realize what a loser he is, and he's pretty much a guy that doesn't have a whole lot going for him.
I'm Red. I play Red. I'm a drug dealer, and I kind of have the information that the bad guys are looking for to that would lead them to James and Seth. And so yeah, I'm like this slippery middleman.
So I play a pot dealer, and I have a very good strain of weed that I'm selling called Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
And but I'm a very lonely guy, you know, I sit around.
As pot dealers are.
Yeah, so it's based in reality. Yeah. I sit around the apartment all day watching television shows like 227 and Kroll, and basically I want to be friends with his character, but he doesn't want to be friends with me, and then when we go on the run together, it's my chance to really bond.
You know, I really always wanted to do a movie that involved weed and guns, and it came across my desk, and I was like, I can't let this opportunity pass me by. There's a little Pulp Fiction. I'd say there's a little Tango and Cash in there. There's Midnight Run. I think it pulls from a lot of those like a sort of 80s kind of buddy action films like Stakeout and 48 Hours. And it kind of follows in that vein.
It's funny.
It's original.
You don't need to smoke weed to enjoy it, but if you do, yeah, it might make it even better.
And the director, David Gordon Green, had talked to us about these like fight scenes, and he didn't really want to try. He wanted to try to avoid using stuntmen. He wanted to make us do all the stunts so it would look really as lame as possible. And yeah, so that was kind of its interesting thing. I was like, all right, this would be cool. Do a fight scene where we actually just look like we can't fight at all. That's not bad. And so I was up for it. It has played good over in the U.S., which is cool. I guess more people like weed than we thought. And hopefully people in the U.K. will enjoy the herb as well.
I can't see. Kick out the window. Isn't that what they do?
Gonna get pulled by Croy.